The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.
Do you want to go green and save energy, but don't know what to do first? It's time for Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. They'll set you straight on the road to keen, green, and energy lean. And now, here are your hosts, Andrea Rideout and Dan Lipinski.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout. That's me. I'm Ask Andrea, and I'm happy to introduce Dan Lipinski sitting right next to me.
Co-host here on Energize Green on CNN Radio this morning.
This is our very first show here on CNN, and we're extremely excited to be moving over to the station. We've had another home for the last year here, and we love them too, but we're excited to be here at CNN and a new group of listeners and lots of folks coming over with us. So we're tickled to be talking green and energy, because that's really what Energize Green is all about. And you're going to be hearing us hit all kinds of topics like energy savings and
compact fluorescent lights, things that you can do around your home, homeowner type of things that you can do.
How about gardening and organics?
Driving.
That's right. Windmills, solar panels.
Anything that saves energy, energy conservation. Anything green.
That's right. Anything green or energy. And you might wonder, well, who in the world are Andrea Rideout and Dan Lipinski? And I'll give you a little background about me. I've been hosting radio shows for about 8 years, a program known as Ask Andrea. I also hosted the Energy Show for a while, and also hosted the Marty Griffin Show for a while when Marty Griffin was out. Been in radio for quite a while, but before that, my background was in hardware. Matter of fact, I had a decorative hardware store that is now part of Elliott's Hardware. For those of you who are Elliott's Hardware fans, if you've been to the back right of any of their stores, you know what I'm talking about, the Hardware Plus department, and that used to be my company. So my background is in that. I was involved, my husband was a builder for many years, and so I grew up in the home building industry and am a big do-it-yourselfer myself, have a little farm with some cows. And so we get down there and do some projects all the time, and that's basically who I am. And what about you, Dan?
I'm Dan Lipinski, and I've been involved in energy and energy conservation since before it was cool, 37 years now.
That's right. You're a real energy geek, huh? Solar panels and all
solar,
that.
Solar geek. Dan the Solar Man, as I've become known to the population around here.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a lot of solar. I have solar on my home. I work in the solar energy industry.
And but you've taught me, too, because all I really knew before, there's these big shiny panels on somebody's roof.
Oh, but I'm still learning. Even after 37 years in this industry, I'm still learning. Energy, solar energy, everything.
And hybrids, and we talk about a little bit of everything. Matter of fact, you and I are both kind of learning windmills together, and we need to be doing some shows here on CNN about windmills. That'll be something fun we can do this year.
Windmills, or as we call them, wind generators.
Wind generators and water, all kinds of issues dealing with water conservation, making sure our water tables are safe for future generations.
I've got a rainwater collection system at home.
That's right. And so we're going to be addressing a lot of these issues, and many of the things that we talk about here on the show, actually most of them, we're posting on our website, which is energizegreen.com, trying to keep the site up to date for you. So if you hear a guest on the show and you want more information, just go to energizegreen.com. That's the only website you have to remember, because we're going to have everybody's names on there, have all their links posted for you. And as we grow, we're going to be trying to put a lot of archives there as well for topics that might be of interest for you.
In fact, we recently had a gentleman contact us. We have a home energy, do-it-yourself home energy audit that you can do 10 steps.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's free.
That's right. A lot of it's free.
Yeah. Matter of fact, if you buy all the little pieces to do the energy audit yourself, it'll cost you about $30, and it'll save you that much the first month.
By the way, I want to mention something. I was down at Fry's the other day,
mm-hmm.
and they had that little energy, the kilowatt deal that you
the
like.
Kilowatt.
They had a great deal on them. I think they were like $19.99, $20.
Oh, geez.
Basically,
that's cheap.
And that is cheap. That's the cheapest I've seen. So if you're wanting to do an energy audit, one of the little gadgets you're going to want to get is, it's called a kilowatt. And they had a huge basket of them down there at Fry's, $19.99. And so, matter of fact, I got one because that was a good deal.
Cheap.
That's cheaper than wholesale.
No, usually they're about $35.
Mm-hmm. So plus shipping.
So give them a free plug here. Go ahead.
That's right. Go over there to Fry's. But anyway, that's who we are, what the show's about, and we're excited to be here. I'll tell you, one of our favorite things is to hear from our listeners. Matter of fact, it's a funny kind of story, actually, how Dan and I actually got together. Dan Lipinski was a listener of my show, The Energy Show. And one day I said something about compact fluorescence, and Dan called in into the show. And
you're
from
wrong.
That, you're wrong, he said. And that's okay, because, you know, we can't always know everything. And so Dan ended up coming on the next show as a guest. And from there, now he's the co-host of this show. And so you just might end up being a co-host, too, if you call in or if you have a good energy tip for us or a green idea. As a matter of fact, we're going to be announcing a winner to an Amtrak contest that we've been running on the show. We're going to be giving away a pair of Amtrak tickets to anywhere in the United States.
Round trip.
Yeah, round trip, leaving from here in Dallas.
We aren't going to just send you out.
No. And our winner actually sent in a wonderful green tip, and that's what we asked for. All you had to do is drop me an email and send in your favorite tip, whether it had to do with energy or green. And we're going to be announcing our winner later on in the show, as well as her green tip. It's a female. So sorry, all you guys who sent in wonderful tips, but our winner happened to be a female, and she was just chosen at random, and that's usually how we do it. Have a lot of fun with it, and hopefully you'll have some fun too.
Well, I had a lot of fun last weekend. I was out in North Richland Hills with the North Richland Hills Amateur Radio Club, providing them 100% solar power for their little field day event, and I want to quickly thank Mike and his wife, Duane, for their wonderful, I had the best brisket and sauce I'd ever had.
Super fantastic. Well, we're going to go to break, and we'll be back with more Energize Green in just a moment.
This is CNN 1190.
Classic Super Roof, Roofs of Steel, has been in business since 1992. Don't allow the Texas weather to get the best of you. Protect your home with a metal roof and not like your granddad's. Get a Girard stone-coated steel roof that looks like thick cedar shakes or ceramic clay tiles. You can also have that Austin Hill Country look with their standing seam Mueller roofing panels. Call today or visit the website at superroof.com. There's a super roof near you, weathering the Texas storms.
Hey folks, did you know you could save up to 20% on your electric bill with the Light Up Texas program?
No.
But we'd love to save 20%.
Then call Light Up Texas at 866-454-8387, 24 hours a day, or get an application at lightuptexas.org. That's LIteuptexas.org.
Then what?
Well, the program is for low-income Texans, so the application asks for proof of income, like a pay stub or a W-2 form.
Did you get that, Willard?
Or you can get a letter from your employer confirming employment.
That'll work.
When do we start saving?
Your savings begin 30 days after your enrollment is accepted, so hurry. The program's available now through the hot summer months. And don't forget, you'll need to reapply every year.
Can you give us that info again?
Sure. Call toll-free 1-866-454-8387 or visit lightuptexas.org.
Did you get that, Willard?
Memorized it, dear.
A message from the Public Utility Commission of Texas.
Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, is back. Hi, I'm Pete Hronas, host of Race Talk, heard every Saturday right here on CNN 1190. NASCAR, NHRA, Indy Racing League, we cover it all right here Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. Also, we bring you up to speed on all the local racing action going on right here in the Metroplex. So for your motorsports fix, tune into Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, right here on CNN 1190 from 5 to 6 p.m. every Saturday. And remember, keep your racing on the track, not on the street.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. We are going to have some fun and help you save energy today. And I've got Dan Lipinski here by my side, Dan the Solar Man. Now, Dan, you and I go all around Dallas-Fort Worth talking about saving energy. And one of the things that we walk through a lot is how to do your own home energy audit.
Last December, we actually did this at the Dallas Home Show.
We did it at the Dallas Home Show. We've done it all over at some other events and things. And I think it's time we do this on the air. What do you think?
People are looking for the best bang for the buck constantly. What can I do? I'm sick and tired of these electric bills. I want to be able to do something.
Yeah, exactly.
And help cut it down. What can I do with, you know, short of turning off my air conditioner?
So let's walk through what a homeowner can do. Where the big energy leakers are. What are the good busters that we can do? But the reality is, though, before you can cure the patient, you have to know what is ailing the patient. Where are you sick? Where's your house sick? And so that's what we're going to walk through. And I'll tell you what, Dan, I'm going to just like pretend like I'm going to interview you. How about that?
It works for me.
Okay. Well, in doing, Dan Lipinski, how are you today?
Good afternoon, or good morning in this case.
Good morning. And, of course, happy birthday to our beautiful country today, 4th of July.
I'm going out and watch fireworks with my beautiful wife this evening.
Well, I'm going to watch 5 different sets of fireworks. I'm going to be down at White Rock Lake this evening, and you can see 5 different sets going on there.
I live out on the west side, so we're going over in the Fort Worth area to watch.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Let's talk, though, about energy audits, because we all want to save money. What's the very first thing that you normally recommend in doing an energy audit?
Understanding what an energy audit is.
Okay, well, explain that quick,
then. It's finding the places in your home or business, but this is aimed at residential operations to start with today. Where are you losing energy? Where is it costing you? Why is it paying? Oh, my golly, my air conditioner is running all the time. How can I help cut down these bills and be as or even more comfortable?
You bet.
And the number one thing in your home, commonly, well, you walk through, I've got a little list of things here that I recommend to people. We even put it on our website. Got a little PDF people can download. And you look for the leaks in the home.
Okay.
And how do you find leaks?
How do you find leaks?
A couple of things that I recommend. If you don't mind incense, buy some incense sticks. Light one. Go around your home, make certain you've turned off all the fans, turned off all the air conditioning and everything else. If you stand near a window, particularly on a windy day, it's what I recommend, the smoke should go straight up. If it doesn't, if you can actually see the air moving the smoke from the incense stick, you know you've got an air leak there, and you have to go outside the window with a caulking gun and seal up the leaks around the frame of the window, around the wood, around the trim, and everything else.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't like incense or you don't want to have to go buy some, what's another way you could do that?
Tissue paper.
Oh, tissue paper. Good.
Cheap, quick, easy. Tape it to a pencil, tape it to a stick.
Make a little flag.
Just make a little bitty flag and hang it near the window, near the seams or the gaskets in the window and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, no air movement in the house. If the tissue paper moves, you know you found an air leak. Windy days work best.
Okay. And when you do find an air leak, what do you do about it?
Caulk it.
Caulk it or weather stripping, depending on the situation.
Also, doors, these sorts of things, certainly. But you simply seal it up. Any air that's getting into your home during the summer is also getting out through that same opening.
That's right. So you've got hot air coming in and making your air conditioner have to work a lot harder. And then in the winter, all your warm air is leaking out. All the cold air is leaking in. So it's really a situation of fix it now and you're going to save money all year long.
Easy enough to do.
Okay.
Another simple thing. We call them phantom loads. All these little devices, the little wall cubes, the little appliances that have these little chargers plugged in all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not using them, turn them off or unplug them.
Well, and I'm the worst offender about this, where I'll plug my cell phone charger in, and then when I leave, I grab my cell phone, I unplug it, but I leave the charger plugged into the wall. That is very bad. And for all of us who do that, and I've stopped it definitely in the last year or two, make sure you unplug all those chargers. If they are hot to the touch, they're running all
day.
Or
even lightly warm.
Or warm,
that's right. It's like a dripping faucet.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't seem like it's using very much, but they add up over time.
Well, if you have 10 of them around your house from your, say, your computer that stays plugged in or charged up.
Oh, my golly, they're a terrible offender.
The printer, that's right. If you have 10 of them around your house and each of them costs you $10 a year, that's $100 a year you can save.
As a matter of fact, I talked with a young couple this last weekend out at North Richland Hills. They keep 5 computers on all the time.
Mm.
And they said, I asked them why, and she said, well, I don't like booting it up. And I did the math very quickly. It's costing them $75 a month to run those computers.
Ouchy-wawa.
Just the computers alone. And I didn't even throw in the heat or anything else. That was just the computers.
Because again, if it's warm to the touch,
mm-hmm.
it's creating heat in your house. And in the summertime, it's making your air conditioner have to run more. So who knows how much? That's a lot of money saving. So what's the next thing on the energy audit?
Well, speaking of heat, actually your water heater. If you got it set at anything above about 120 degrees, it's wasting energy.
You're throwing money away.
Because you don't need it that hot. And the hotter it is, the more heat leaks out of it, no matter where it's located. Whether it's in your home, which is a bad place for heat to start with, especially around here in the summer. But even if it's in the garage. So set the thermostat on the water heater. And if you don't know how to do it, hire a professional.
Listeners, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Energize Green here on CNN, and this is our first weekend here at a new station for us. I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm Dan Lipinski, and we're not new at doing this. I'm old. I got gray
hair. Oh, we're very old.
Oh, but that's fun. That's okay. We're not new at this. We're just new here at CNN.
I don't have gray hair because I use L'Oreal, but
okay.
I would.
Okay.
All right. So we're talking home energy audits and some things that you can do, most of which are free, to save money around your home. What's the next thing on your home energy list?
There's another half to that water heater. How do you know it's 120 degrees? Go out and buy one of these indoor outdoor thermometers where the outdoor part's hooked up with a wire.
Which we're going to use even more around our energy audit.
Mm-hmm. You buy those. They're about $10, and you can find them at any number of places around the area. Put the outdoor part underneath the water faucet, let's say in your kitchen. Turn it on just to the hot water. Let it run for a minute or two, and then you can actually measure the water temperature right there because that outdoor part's already waterproof, so you don't even have to worry about it.
Now, why do stores, you know, when you go buy a water heater someplace, they always have them set so hot. What do you suppose that is? Are they trying to impress us with the hot water?
Because they can.
Yeah, I guess because they can. So really, 120 degrees is plenty. Number one, if you have kids around the house, anything hotter than that can cause severe burns. So keep it at 120. You're going to save energy, and it's a lot safer.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Now, we're going to use that same thermometer. You can use it to set the temperature inside your freezer.
Okay.
Set the freezer first. Now, you got a refrigerator, freezer. Even if it's a side-by-side, the refrigerator gets its cold air from the freezer.
Mm-hmm. So always set your freezer first. Okay.
Right. And then you're going to put that little outdoor portion inside the freezer.
Close the door. Your little indoor-outdoor thermometer.
Go back an hour later and read it. It should be between 0 and 5 degrees.
Okay.
Boy, on a day like today, that's where I'd like to be.
No. Yeah, right in the freezer.
Between 0 and 5 degrees in the freezer. If it's colder than that, you're wasting energy. And if it's warmer than that, you're actually not preserving the food like you should.
Okay.
Use the adjustment dial on the inside of the freezer. Set it to 0 to 5 degrees. You may have to wait a day at that point because it's going to take time for the internal temperature to adjust. Go back and look at it a day later. If it still needs a little bit more tweaking, take care of that. Once you've got it to 0 to 5, take that little outdoor thermometer part of it, move it inside the refrigerator, close the door.
And what should it end up reading?
And it should be between 35 and 40 degrees.
Okay, 35 to 40.
If it's warmer than
that. So 0 to 5 for the freezer.
0 to 5 for the freezer and 35 to 40 for the fridge. And have a dollar bill handy while you do this.
Because a dollar bill? Now, what's
dollar,
that for?
Or a 5 or a 10. Well, in my case, it's a dollar bill. And while you close the door on the fridge or the freezer, insert that dollar bill in between the door and the gasket. And if it takes a pretty good pull to get it out, then it's sealing properly. If it comes out very easily, the door gasket's worn out and it's probably leaking and you need to have it replaced.
And why is this so important? Why does the fridge matter? I mean, you got lots of appliances here in your home. Why do you spend so much time auditing the fridge?
It's between the number 2 and number 3 energy consumer in the typical home today.
And what is the number 1 energy consumer?
Air conditioning.
The air conditioning.
And that's why we're going to make certain. As a matter of fact, you can go through with those leaks in your home. All that air that's coming in is humid and everything else you're having to pay to cool that. And if you got leaks in your air conditioning system, actually a full energy audit's best.
But these are
things you can do for free.
Well, let's talk about doing our own home energy audit and how can we determine if our air conditioner is working properly. There are some tips I know you're going to share with us.
There's one that, it uses our handy dandy little thermometer. We've got, take that outdoor portion once again. Measure the incoming air at the intake where the filter is, and hopefully you change the filter routinely so that it doesn't get all clogged up and give you the stuffy nose feeling in your air conditioner.
Right. I have a story about that in a minute I'm going to tell you.
And then measure the temperature going in, and you may have to set it cooler for one time so that it runs for 15 or 20 minutes. The air coming in, and then move that outdoor portion, tape it up to a duct in one of the other rooms.
Right.
And you should see at least approximately a 20 degree difference between the air going into the air conditioner intake and the cool air coming out through one of the ducts. If you see much less than that, there's a problem. And if you see a whole lot more than that, there could be a problem.
Well, and listeners, if all of this is mind-boggling you, if it's too much for you to absorb, we're going to make it easy because on our website, energizegreen.com, we've loaded a PDF file that you can easily download that's going to help you through your own home energy audit. So all the information that we're giving you today is absolutely free. Go to energizegreen.com. Just look for the energy audit link. Click on that, and you can easily download everything that Dan is telling you, and a lot more as well. And I've got a quick story about air filters. I went down to my farm this last weekend, and my air conditioner down there was freezing up. and it was 103 out. So let me tell you, we were quite uncomfortable. Well, I went in and I was playing around with the air conditioner trying to figure out what in the world's the matter. And I pulled the filter out. I'd put it in, maybe 6 or 8 weeks ago, but we don't use that. We're not down there all the time. And it was clogged. Well, what I had done, see, being smart, I went down and bought some HEPA filters, thinking that that's going to help really clear the air down there. Well, it did, and it cleared it so well that it clogged the filter, froze up the unit. So
Couldn't get
any air through it. And so if you are having problems with your air conditioning system, you might check those filters first before you call your air conditioning company. Might just be a simple matter of the filter being clogged.
And remarkably, when the filter gets clogged, it's not moving very much air at all, but the air coming out can be much colder than it should be.
Well, mine wasn't colder. It was not.
It froze up completely.
It froze up completely. That's right. It was warmer. And so,
not moving any air.
Yeah, it was about 80 degrees in the house, and I'm thinking, what is going on here? Well, I tell you what, Dan, we better take a break. What do you think?
I am all up for it. I got some more tips for you when we come back.
All right. Sounds good. You're listening to Energize Green here on CNN in sunny Dallas, Texas.
Got a job, or at least a job you like? If not, log on to CNN1190.com and check out the virtual job fair. CNN1190 is now your best source to finding a new career. Log on to CNN1190.com. Keyword, job fair.
In small towns and big cities around the world, Habitat for Humanity volunteers gather. Hammers are raised, bricks are laid, and another family finds shelter in a home they helped build. Habitat volunteers are changing lives for the better, and in the process, maybe even their own as well. Support the work in your community or wherever your heart leads you. Volunteer, get involved, and help build it. Visit us at habitat.org.
1 mile or 100, how far can you go?
The Hotter in Hell 100 in Wichita Falls.
The largest one-day bike ride in the world.
August 29th in Wichita Falls, Texas.
People from all over the world test themselves in the Texas heat.
Check it out, hh100.org.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99 cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. And sitting here speaking of Elliott's Hardware, we have our first guest on this morning, Andrea Bond, who's the marketing director over Elliott's, where they have some 99 cent compact fluorescent lights on for sale. And I thought those were going to be junk. At 99 cents, I'm saying, no, they can't be any good. It's too cheap. And I bought some. I just walked in.
Well, and we've tried some cheap ones from around town.
Oh, yeah.
And they were junk, but not the ones at Elliott's. These are good.
These are premium. And at 99 mm-hmm. cents,
that's
I'm
what
regretting
I told you.
Having. Oh, my golly sakes.
Well, I kept telling you that. You never believe me.
Oh, I tried to.
My feelings are hurt here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And speaking of that laugh, I can hear a giggle there. That must be Andrea Bond.
That's me. Hi.
Hello, Andrea.
How are you, Andrea?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Just wonderful. We're so happy to have you here on our debut show on CNN.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on. I'm glad to see you guys again.
Yeah, and happy 4th of July.
Thank you, and same to you.
You guys going to have a big day down there at the store?
Well, we're going to actually be closed on the 4th of July.
Oh, so you guys are closed today then?
We are closed today. It's a tradition. Whatever day the 4th of July falls on, we are always closed, even if it's a Saturday.
Well, happy birthday anyway to our wonderful country.
Absolutely.
And of course, next week, everybody will be coming down to the store to get those 99-cent fluorescents. What's cool about them is it's not just the little ones that you see sometimes on sale.
The big ones.
It's the large ones, those big, what, 23
right.
waters?
We've got got two sizes. We have the 13-watt, the small one, and then the 23-watt, the bigger one.
And the 13-watt's equivalent to, like, what in a regular light bulb?
It's equivalent to a 60-watt.
And then the 23-er, that must be, like, about 100-watt.
100, exactly.
Yeah.
And I came in a few days ago, and I got some, and they work remarkably well. I really mean this. I thought those were not going to be very good, and they are premium, very, very, very good light, 99 cents. It's almost the same price as an ordinary light bulb now.
Yeah.
Now, I was telling the story earlier in the show about how Dan and I actually met. I used to host a show called The Energy Show on a different station, Andrea. Mm-hmm. And I was talking one day about compact fluorescence and how the mercury, you know, is scary because the bulbs break and you have to be careful, you know,
right.
about all the mercury.
Right.
And so I was saying, wow, I don't know if we should even be using these compact fluorescents. And the phone rang. The phone in the studio rang. And it was Dan on the phone, and he said, I'm a solar energy engineer, and I've tested compact, you know, all that. And he said, you're absolutely giving out wrong information here. And so I had to back up. And the reality is, it was a big media hype, all the scare about mercury. You just need to be a little bit careful. If you break one, just, what do they say, Dan, go out of the room for an hour?
Well, minimum 15 minutes is what's advised. Open a window, mm-hmm. and the mercury, which is about enough to cover the tip of a ballpoint pen, evaporates. It goes out of the room, and then you go back in, and there's also information on the EPA.gov website on how to clean it up. It's no different than what you would do most of the time for an ordinary light bulb.
Exactly. And so the reality is, just when you when your bulbs fail, you know, 10 years down the road, when those compact fluorescents eventually wear out, just put them in a plastic bag like a Ziploc and take them to a proper facility that will accept them. For instance, Elliott's Hardware.
Don't you right. now accept the compacts?
We do accept compact fluorescents. We'll take those back. We
recycling.
Also take the longer tubes back, although there is a charge for the great big long tubes. We take back the all compact fluorescents for free.
Now, what else do you guys take? Aren't you doing batteries as well?
We do take batteries with our partner Interstate Batteries. We are an all battery center, and we will take back any and all batteries, which we then turn over to Interstate for proper recycling.
Excellent. Okay, let's go back to compact fluorescence a little bit, mm-hmm. because this is another thing, Dan, that you corrected me on when I was talking about how much money somebody can save on a compact fluorescent, and you had actually done some independent research. What did you find out?
I actually found that the savings that are quoted on the packages are typically understated.
Which is weird, isn't it, Andrea?
That is. I wouldn't have thought that.
That's backwards.
The actual usage, and if you take a look at our electric rates throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, you're going to find that our rates run about 12 to 15 cents a kilowatt hour.
Mm-hmm.
The savings on the packages are usually based on around 10 cents a kilowatt hour. And more importantly, they don't generate the heat of an ordinary lamp, and that's not taken into account in that savings.
Well, and here in Texas, where it's so daggone hot, much more often than it's cold, like today, and so you're dealing with the heat generated off of a normal incandescent, and your air conditioner is fighting that all the time. So
right.
we are saving not just the actual generation of light that the bulb replaces, but also all that heat.
Did you know that for every 15 ordinary light bulbs that you've got on, that's the equivalent of a space heater? Runner.
Wow. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Mm-hmm. And it adds up. So there's actually a greater savings there just because of the extra heat that you're not having to remove from your home.
Now, Andrea, what do you guys figure on these bulbs? What is the average estimate that you save on these 99-cent bulbs?
I would say probably in the $80 to $90 range, and that would be depending on, of course, what electricity rates are going to be over the life, because these bulbs last so long, it's hard to say, but
right.
I would say $80, $90 per bulb.
Okay, and that's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, and you're spending a dollar to save anywhere from, say, $50 to $90.
Right.
And that's real. This is not, I'm not getting paid to say this. That's a real savings that
yeah,
I had
that really
noticed
is.
In these
yeah,
things.
It really is a big deal. I think the figures that we've, you know, when I wrote my book last year, if I had a hammer, the thing that we found is if you just change out a quarter of your light bulbs for compact fluorescence, you're going to save about half of your lighting-related energy costs.
That's so, what we've done in my house. We aren't able to change out everything because mm-hmm. we have some fancy dimmers in some areas.
Right.
And although there are dimmable CFLs now, they didn't work with our dimmer.
Okay.
But we've changed out all of our other lights, and it really has made a difference on our electricity bills.
Now, I know this special purchase that you guys have there at Elliott's Hardware,
mm-hmm.
99 cents, and these are on the 13-watt or the 23-watt.
Well, I know a common objection is they're twisty and they're ugly, and now they've got little houses on them, little caps, little covers that make them look like ordinary light bulbs.
Yeah, not the 99 centers.
No, not the 99 centers.
These are still the twisty ones, right? Although, frankly, I think they're kind of cool looking.
I've always liked them. I think they're neat.
And you guys have, I want to mention, you've got all different colors and sizes. I bought some yellow ones down there, which Jess put on down at the farm this last weekend. And what I like about the yellows is if you've got those at your front door, say on your porch light or whatever, they're not going to attract bugs.
Yes. Why do they call them bug lights? To me, that's anti-bug lights.
Anti-bug lights, yeah, but they call
them
bug lights.
Yeah, I agree. They should be anti-bug lights. Hmm.
So they don't and they work. And so you end up with not only those, but you've got decorative ones now. I realize they're not part of the 99-cent program, but you've got them with a little tiny, almost like the old Christmas tree light base.
Yes, we have the little, that's the candelabra base. We have some with the funky plug-in bases.
Right.
The little prongs.
Yeah, that you could use like in where a halogen light, light might have
exactly.
been. Exactly.
Okay. And we have them in almost any style that is available in incandescent. We have them in CFLs now. We've got indoor floods, outdoor floods, the great big par 38 style, little candle ones, round bulbs, bullet-shaped bulbs.
Every kind of bulb you would ever want.
We even have a black light CFL.
Oh, you're kidding.
I've got to see that.
Does it stay cool?
Yes, it does.
Oh, I love that because I love black lights, like you say, Dan, for Halloween and stuff like that.
And you get these kids come
kids
up and
parties.
They just glow.
Yeah, but they get so hot. I mean, they'll catch stuff on fire. It always scares me about those. But
yeah,
if you've got a compact fluorescent that's a black light, that's nifty. Now, Dan, I want to ask you because you're really the expert here about energy and all that stuff. How do you shop for a compact fluorescent? What do you look for on the package that lets you know as an engineer these are good ones?
Well, the first thing that I look for, and I know it sounds a little corny, is the Energy Star label, because they've had to meet a more stringent set of standards.
Good point.
Than the lamps without.
How about UL? Now, not everything is UL listed.
Actually, they are. If you're going to buy them, they're all going to be UL. And there's not just UL that does this. There are other agencies like ETL.
Uh-huh.
CSA, which is from Canada, but they're also authorized to perform the testing here. They're all
required
to be. Well,
I like UL.
They all meet the same standards. It's like going to an emissions testing station here.
I don't know. I like seeing that UL.
But they
stand.
All pass the same standard. I understand. Yeah. It gives you a feeling of the warm fuzzy.
Had UL on my shows before. They really impressed me. The Underwriters Laboratory folks.
I remember UL from childhood.
I know, me too.
You know, it's on everything.
Yeah, it's like the Good Housekeeping seal. Yeah. To me, it says this is quality. Okay, so Energy Star.
Energy Star number one. And then the other thing that people often talk about is, gee, I don't like the color.
Uh-huh.
Some people prefer the really bright white. Some like the incandescent yellowish color. Take a look on the package. It's buried usually in very small print, but there's somewhere on there. Either it says warm white, cool white, bright white. Those are the more common terms today for the consumers. But also, they'll have numbers on some of the boxes. It'll say like 2700K. The lower that number, the more yellow the light.
Okay.
What we call the cool white,
warmer,
kind of the middle range, are in the 3000 to 3500K. And the really bright white that start to take on a kind of a bluish tinge are up between 5500 and 6500K.
Now, I know you tested the ones that are on sale for 99 cents at Elliott's Hardware.
Mm-hmm.
What were those?
And
what's the light?
Were 3000K right in the middle. So they're kind of a nice white. They're not quite the yellow. And my wife, Lisa, loves the brighter white. I kind of prefer the little more incandescent color.
Right.
And these are right in the middle. So it works for both of us.
So they're not going to make us look green when we put our makeup on in the morning, that kind of thing.
Only in a photograph.
You're silly. Okay. Well, Andrea, we're so tickled to know that you guys are doing a great job down there at Elliott's Hardware. And I know you have a lot of other things that are going green. Why don't we come back? We're going to talk about some of those things and maybe some of the things that you guys have actually done around the store to save energy, too.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. We'll be back with more Energized Green in just a moment.
Start your day with CNN 1190 AM Headline News with all the top news and business stories, plus Nancy Grace Live.
We just heard from Ricky Kleeman about
her
people surrounding
influence.
Her.
Okay.
I'd like to finish.
And Showbiz Tonight. Stay informed and in tune with the world of news, business, sports, and entertainment with CNN 1190 Headline News.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog. Woof!
What's that?
Coco Vin. My husband's been making gourmet meals, drives the kids to school, does the laundry, and gives me a foot massage at night.
Really?
Till he finds a new job. He does everything now.
Has he tried DFWHelpWanted.com?
Huh?
Hundreds of great jobs, even in this economy. He can post his resume free. Oh, let's call him.
No!
No?
Tomorrow the kindergarten needs 3 dozen cupcakes, the dogs go to the vet, and he's making 3 cheese stuffed manicotti.
Tell him about DFWHelpWanted.com next week.
Good idea.
Yeah. DFWHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
You're listening to Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
We're back with Energize Green, and we're visiting with Andrea Bond from Elliott's Hardware. Elliott's, of course, is our sponsor here on the show, and we are so tickled to have you guys involved with us, Andrea. Of course, you and I and the gang down there at Elliott's have been involved together in radio for, what, about 8 years now?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Well, and it's true. Even before I did radio, Elliott's Hardware was my favorite hardware store.
Oh, well, thank you, Andrea.
Well, you're very
it's
welcome.
It's my favorite hardware store, too.
But
I
you
bet
know,
it
there's,
is.
There's an advantage to being on the radio. Nobody knows who you are when you walk in.
Yes, that's
and
true.
I walk into your stores, they don't know me, and yet I still get treated like royalty. I'm very, very impressed with your staff down there. It's just very, very pleasant.
Well, we try to treat everybody like royalty. You know, every customer has a need, and we try to meet those needs as best we can.
You now, do an excellent job, by the way.
You do. I got to bring up a funny story, though. We were down there a couple months ago at one of our green events that we've hosted down at Elliott's Hardware, and who walks in the front door, Andrea?
Our former president came in the front door,
George Bush, and walked around the store for, gosh, probably 2 hours. Matter of fact, he bought a bunch of stuff.
He did buy some stuff. It had been his first night, his and Laura's first night in town, spending the night in their new house. And he came in the store, and apparently Laura had sent him for some flashlights and batteries.
The honeydew list.
Because it was really dark during the night.
Oh, dear. Yeah, we've all been through that.
But that was a very, very exciting time. It was really fun to get to meet him.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
And he did. He walked around. We had a little green event going that day. He stopped by every one of the booths just about, shook our hands, talked to us for a few minutes. That was quite impressive.
Yeah, he was just really nice.
It was nifty.
Very down to earth.
Well, and I'm sure he was impressed by what you guys are doing down there, Elliott's, to go green. And I want to talk about that. What are some of the other things that you've got around the store, product-wise? Let's hit that first, that we would consider green.
Well, product-wise, we've got things in a lot of different areas throughout the store. We've got organic or all-natural cleaning products.
Okay.
We have, we talked about the compact fluorescence. We have a full line of organic gardening products and lawn care.
Yeah, the Howard Garrett line as well,
yes,
too. Yes,
we've got the Howard Garrett. Mm-hmm. Just about everything that the Dirt Doctor recommends, we carry it.
And he is also at a lot of the green events that we've hosted down there.
Yes.
So we'll be doing some more of those this year as well. And how about in the paint department?
In the paint department, we've got some wonderful new products from Benjamin Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Natura is the one I want to talk about. It's a fairly new. They just rolled it out in the past few months.
Oh, rolled it out? That was great. That was no pun intended,
oh,
right?
No.
This is a paint, and you roll it out. We get it. Okay.
You're so smart.
Now, is this
far
the
smarter than I am?
Is the Natura a VOC paint?
Natura is truly a zero VOC paint.
What does VOC stand for?
VOC is volatile organic compound.
Okay.
And what that is really basically stinky type of solvent gases.
Mm-hmm.
It's stuff that goes into the air and smells bad, and we're all worried about that.
Kind of like the stuff that's got the turpentine smell.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly. So Natura is a fully waterborne paint, and it's zero VOC. It's won awards for being so eco-friendly as well as being just a darn good product. All the feedback we've gotten is that it goes on very smoothly, very well, hardly smells like anything at all, and dries within about an hour.
Now, I got to ask you, I see no problem in using a water-based paint for walls and so forth. But when it comes to doing trim work, I mean, you want that glossy kind of look. What does the Natura look like when you put it on in an enamel?
Well, it comes in several different finishes, and there is a gloss finish. I have not used that, but I've been told that it's just beautiful and that it looks just like the older enamel gloss.
Does it last as long as is it as durable as some of the older paints that I'm used to?
It is. It's been rated as being very durable from the things I've read. It's a lot of the zero VOC paints have a pigment problem. And it will fade. Natura uses pigments, are waterborne also, and it's been explained to me, they bond to the paint medium, and it goes on, and it's far less likely to fade. It's incredibly durable. It's very washable, they say. You can wipe things off, and it stays.
So you could use it in any room in the house.
You could use it in any room in the house. Mm-hmm. We recently painted a bedroom with it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And it was great. We didn't do the trim. We just did the walls.
Just the walls, uh-huh.
The smell was gone within an hour or two.
Wow.
Did not stink up the rest of the house at all.
That's great.
And it went on really nice. We only had to use one coat. It was a light yellow, and it's beautiful. We love it.
And being water-based, that makes it easy to clean up afterwards.
Oh, super easy to clean up.
Oh, I hate that. I always end up throwing out paintbrushes because it gets so gooed up after a while.
So you only had to use one coat?
Only one coat. Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, I know I was doing research into paint a couple years ago, and the one coat paints are getting a lot better. Mm-hmm. You know, where they used to say one coat and it really wasn't, but the newer ones are definitely, they're a lot more opaque. And so it'll be neat to, I'd love to try some of the Benjamin Moore. I want to give it a shot myself.
It's wonderful stuff.
So this is zero VOC, meaning there's no fumes, no nothing to give off. You can walk into the room right after you've painted. You're not going to be inhaling anything. That means you can use it even in rooms for the kids
without any
problem.
That's right.
Babies.
I have a sister who's extremely sensitive to any kind of odor. I mean, if it's perfume, she can go into practically anaphylactic shock. And so for her, this product is an absolute necessity. It's not just something that she wants to do. This is a product that she would definitely be able to use.
Right.
And so I'm excited about it. And I know there's a lot of different things, you know, as you were saying, all around the store that we're seeing that have the low VOCs. As you mentioned, the natural cleaners, a lot of those have a lot less odor and they're much less caustic on your skin or to your lungs than other products would be. So that's exciting to see what you guys are doing down there.
Yeah.
How about what Elliott's is actually doing around the store? I know I was talking to Kyle Walters, who's one of the big bosses down there, I guess you could say.
He's the big boss.
And he was telling me about something you're doing with your overhead lights. Now, are we going to see a lot more of these kinds of things, do you think, from not just Elliott's but other stores around town?
Well, I think so. I would like to think so. What we did in all three of our stores with the lights is we went in and we retrofitted with a smaller and more energy efficient of course, they're the long fluorescent tubes.
Right.
But we retrofitted with a smaller one that gives us almost as much light. But what it does is it has saved us tremendous amounts of money on our electricity bill.
So you're finding some green in your pocket there as well as going more green for the environment.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's neat. Yeah, and see, that's one of the neat things that we talk about here on the show is so many of the practices that we can employ that really do cut energy, and Dan, I know you're bringing this up all the time on the show, is that it goes straight into your pocket. Makes a lot of sense for saving money.
But for our listeners, one of the things you don't always see is you may go through and retrofit your home with better lighting, much more efficient lighting, and then the next month it's more hot. Let's say it's more humid, it's hotter, everything else. Suddenly the air conditioner is running a lot more than it had been maybe the previous month. And you go, I looked at my bill and I didn't save anything. Now, it's not always in how much you actually save, but in how much it doesn't go up with the changes in the weather.
You bet.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You have to remember that when it's 100 degrees outside every day.
Well, I want to bring up one other thing that you guys are really leading in, Andrea, is in rainwater collection. Because we've talked a lot about energy savings. We've talked a lot about chemicals and so forth. But when it comes to actually conserving our water is a really key element. And in stores around town, you guys are one of the few that are actually carrying rain barrels.
We have a couple of wonderful rain barrels, and they've been incredibly popular. We have the one that I like is a really nice deep green color, and it's actually shaped like a wooden barrel.
Oh, yeah, I actually demoed that one on Fox
recently
on Fox Television. That's right.
And we've had a lot of people come in and just buy one. A lot of people have bought several because they can be linked together. And you can gather the rainwater off your roof, have it dump right into that barrel, and you can use it to water your lawn, water your potted plants. We have a lot of people who use it as supplementary to their sprinkler system.
Well, I think they're brilliant, and I know you guys are doing a great job. And I want to applaud everything that Elliott's is doing to go green, your new green department there that you've got in the stores, and the practices that you're putting into place as an actual company as well.
It's nice to walk in and be able to have somebody say where the stuff is and then not only know where it is, but how to use it.
That's
I love
right.
that.
Particularly
that is
when
really
we're,
great.
Yeah, particularly when we're talking about green. Well, Andrea, thanks for being with us. Andrea Bond with Elliott's Hardware. And we're going to come back in just a few moments with more Energize Green. Great information for everyone right here on CNN.
This is CNN 1190.
I appreciate American troops for their commitment to our country. Honor Gold Star families for their sacrifices. Recognize wounded warriors for courage on the battlefield and at home. Support children of fallen heroes so they can grow up with pride. Respect military families for supporting those who protect you. Always thank veterans for their duty well served. I'm Lee Greenwood and spokesman for OperationNeverForgotten.org.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13-watt or a hefty 23-watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
Great. Now the record labels are going to Congress for a handout.
I know. And they want Congress to take the money from local radio stations.
Taking money out of our community and sending it to foreign-owned companies? I'm calling Congress, and you should too. Learn more at noperformancetax.org. Have you seen today's paper? I'm so tired of all these companies going to Congress for a handout.
I know what you mean, but this really takes the cake. The record labels now want a handout, and three of the four major labels are located overseas.
And they want Congress to take the money from local radio stations. You know, the only thing that keeps me sane during my 45-minute commute.
Yeah, the same stations that raise money for charities and hold food drives.
The labels actually want Congress to take money out of our community and send it to foreign-owned companies. That just doesn't make sense. I'm going to call our representative right now.
Record labels want Congress to charge local radio a performance tax to play their music. Call Congress at 202-224-3121 and tell your representative to oppose a performance tax on local radio. Learn more at noperformancetax.org. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. We're sitting here talking about some do-it-yourself home energy audit tips. I'm Dan Lipinski, the Solar Man, and I'm here with Andrea Rideout here on CNN this morning here on a beautiful Saturday. Happy birthday, America.
Happy birthday, America. That's right. And Dan, I was kind of interviewing you, actually, talking about home energy audits, because I know you've got some great tips for everybody. And we have posted these on our website at energizegreen.com. Just click on the free energy audit tips, and you can download everything we're talking about. So don't be struggling to write it down. But Dan, I wanted to have a chance maybe to get one or two more quick tips for you before we talk about events for the week.
All right, the next step is free, and it'll take you about 1 minute. Take a yardstick, very carefully go up into your attic. Take a look at the insulation. You might want to also take a flashlight if it's dark. Don't want you crawling around all over the attic, just where you can get up into the attic through the access hatch. And you should have at least 15 inches. Doesn't matter what kind it is, whether it's the fiberglass or the cellulose.
Of insulation, you're saying.
You should
15 inches of insulation.
You should have at least 15 inches. That's a very bare minimum. If you got more than that, that's great. If you can see the wood that's holding up the ceiling in the
room. You don't have enough.
No.
You don't have anywhere near enough.
That's like wearing a t-shirt when it's 20 degrees.
That's right.
Somebody will say, oh, I've got insulation. And oh, no, you don't either.
And people ask me all the time, what is the first thing I can do to save energy? That's probably one of the very first things.
That is,
More insulation in your attic. If you've sealed your leaks and you're making sure that your air conditioning is running efficiently, your heater, go thicker on your attic insulation. That's probably
15
the
to
best,
20 inches. And,
best
it, and you can add
you
insulation
can do more.
On
yeah.
top of the old. And one thing people don't realize is that the insulation not only keeps the warm inside in the winter, but it keeps the warm outside in
the summer. That's right.
And they don't make that connection.
And one more quickie, can you do?
And one more quickie. Okay, attic temperature itself. Once again, we can take our little thermometer and you can, after you've checked the insulation, put that little outdoor part up there, just tape it somewhere, you know, use a little staple or something like that, and then take a look and see how hot that attic is getting, because there are many, many ways that you can help reduce the attic temperature. And you're going to find, especially on days like today, here we are in the middle of July, well, 1st of July, 4th of July, hot. It's going to be 150, 160, 170 degrees in some of those attics. You want to get that down because, unfortunately, that's where most of the ductwork runs. Mm-hmm. And as a result, the hotter it is up there, the less cool air you're getting delivered into your home from the air conditioner, and it has to run longer and it costs you more in the process. How do you deal with that? We've got that coming up in future shows.
Exactly. And we're going to talk a lot more about energy, saving energy, going green, all sorts of fun things here on Energize Green, and things that are going to save you money as well. A lot of stuff you can do around your house that is free. Some of it's going to cost you a little bit of money, and some of it is a big investment. And we're going to help you sort of separate the good from the bad, the myths from reality. And that's what Energize Green is all about. Again, you can visit our website, Energize Green, anytime. We've got this great energy audit that Dan and I worked on together, and it's there for you to download for free. Most of the stuff that's on the energy audit doesn't cost you a dime. There's a few things that will cost you just a little bit, but not much.
No, the thermometer itself is $10.
That's
right. And
then
once you get done using it, you can use it elsewhere.
You can use it for other things. You can hang it on the wall and stick one side outside, and then you'll know what the temperature is outside. So it's a very usable little energy, useful tool anyway. Well, let's talk about events, because I know there's some things coming up around town. And one of those, of course, is an interview that we did recently with the Winston School folks, the Dell Winston School Solar Challenge. That's actually coming up next weekend, Sunday through Friday, July 12th through 17th. It's at the Texas Motor Speedway, which is north of Fort Worth on I-35 West. This is absolutely free. And we interviewed the folks from the Winston School a couple of weeks ago, and it's fascinating. In 1993, these young guys from the Winston Solar Car Team, they launched this educational program to teach high school students all about how to build and safely race roadworthy solar cars. Their first car, I think, went 4 miles an hour, and it would run for about an hour. This year, 18 teams are competing. These cars can go 70 miles an hour. They run all day long on solar panels, and it is cool. And they'll be racing at the Texas Motor Speedway starting next Sunday and then going on all week. It's absolutely free. You can go to winstonsolar.org and find out more, or just go to Energize Green. We've got a link there for you, and it's all about the Winston Solar Challenge. This is a really cool deal, and Dan, you and I are going to go out there and drive a solar car.
I'm going to meet those kids. I'll tell you what, I'm jealous because they didn't have this kind of thing when I was in school.
Yeah. Of course, you were the geek that, back in the 50s or 60s, you built your first solar radio. I shouldn't say that, but
That's right.
It's true. But,
I built a solar radio, and they said, next time pick something a little more practical. Solar energy will never mount to anything.
Solar energy will never. Yeah, I think you've proven that wrong. Well, what's going on today now? I know there's a green event happening. What is it? Booms and Blooms at Texas Discovery Gardens?
At Fair Park. Yes, sir. Oh, I'll tell you what, and it's free again for the entire family. This year, Texas Discovery Gardens is going to open at 10 a.m.
In just a few minutes.
Right after the show.
That's right. They're opening at 10, and they go to 8 tonight.
Free admission to everyone all day.
And it's going to be all about Independence Day. You can get into the Fair Park Museums from 4:30 to 7:30 today. There's going to be free live music, fireworks show.
Free prizes.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on. The fireworks show out of the Cotton Bowl, of course, is a tradition here in Dallas. And so, folks, go out there, the Texas Discovery Gardens. And I know, Dan, you're on the west side. There's a lot going out in Fort Worth as well. So find some fireworks. Enjoy America's birthday today. And just
celebrate,
don't sit
with
at
your
home.
Family.
That's right. Celebrate it with your family.
And do it sober.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, there was
please
an old
don't
saying,
drink and drive.
There was if you go forth with a fifth on the fourth, you may not go forth on the fifth.
Oh, and boy, that's for sure. I know also coming up in August, there's an event going on. We had talked to Elliot's Hardware earlier, and this is a really nifty thing called the Recycling Roundup. It's part of their program for
it's
cooperating
with
the city of
Dallas.
It's
a quarterly thing that Dallas is doing now, and they have their fall recycling. Well, it's actually in August, but it's the third quarter kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And what really impressed me is they will take almost anything.
Well, and they will take almost
how about
anything, pretty
styrofoam?
Much.
Now, they ask that
see,
you bag it.
See, that's one I had never thought of.
Styrofoam you normally cannot put in your recycling bins. And consequently, when they say, okay, fine, we're going to take styrofoam, that, to me, is impressive. But they'll also take electronics. They'll take glass. They'll take compact fluorescents.
Magazines. That's another one. Magazines. You know,
paper.
Yeah. A lot of recycling bins that will take newspapers will not allow you to put in magazines. But you can take those down. Again, this is going to be going on in August next month at Elliott's Hardware. This is part of their co-op program with the City of Dallas. It's their quarterly recycling Roundup, and this is going to be at the Elliott's Hardware down on Maple Avenue, 4901 Maple Avenue in Dallas. So start putting some things together. You
They'll
can take just
take
about anything down
tires.
There. Old tires, computers, whatever. I mean, kitchen appliances, all kinds of electronics. How about paint? How do you get rid of old paint?
Well, in this case,
and this is they'll take
they
that.
Do have, no, well, in this in this example, they're not. They've asked,
oh, they're not taking paint.
No,
this
they've
one.
Asked
oh,
no
oh,
household
okay.
chemicals and no paint
oh,
in this
back
particular
up, then.
One.
Don't sorry
but they
about
do
that.
Have the
My
city
focal.
Of Dallas does sponsor days where they do have chemical, you know, collection days and so forth, and they're around the Metroplex. I know that Grapevine does it and other cities also.
Just remember, at this particular event, you cannot take household chemicals or paint. And you can contact the City of Dallas for other drop-off locations and for more information. So again, please have a wonderful and safe 4th of July today. And we are just thrilled to be here at CNN. And we want to mention, as we did promise earlier in the show, we do have our Amtrak tickets winner, actually. It's a pair of tickets. Our winner is Jeanette Wofford of Dallas. And Jeanette actually had a great green tip, which is just white vinegar makes a great household cleaner. And something I found out recently, it'll also help keep the ants away. So if you use vinegar instead of harsh chemicals around your home to clean up, just put vinegar about half and half with water in a spray bottle. You can use it like Windex. You can clean your countertops with it. It's a great, great product. And Dan, what do you say? We'll see everybody here on CNN next week for more Energized Green.
I'm looking forward to it. And on July 11th, I'll also be attending the North Texas Renewable Energy Group meeting. Held over in Irving once a month.
Wonderful. So we'll have a chance to talk about that and lots of other great green and energizing topics here for you every week on Energized Green. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.